This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Many in the black community are mourning Twitter's shutdown of Vine, where they were a bulk of the users, saying that Vine incubated black ingenuity and creativity, allowing makers to play with structure, form, insertion, etc., and letting users employ the videos as punchline, shorthand, and punctuation. Service became its own ecosystem of black culture, both by relying on familiar figures, experiences, and jokes, and by creating the next batch of them. A league of startup companies is industrializing the process of claiming compensation from airlines, helping stranded passengers turn the tables on carriers, and transforming delayed flights into a fast-growing stream of revenue. Launched in Denmark, AirHelp offers to sift through your emails, check your booking information against effective takeoff and landing times for the past 3 years, and seek compensation you might not even know you were entitled to. In the wake of the Bundy acquittals, after a 41-day takeover of federal land managers worry that extremist copycats who seek to undermine the federal public land system will be emboldened by the verdict and put their lives at risk. Researchers say obesity, which affects one-third of Americans, is caused by interactions between the environment and genetics and has little to do with sloth or gluttony. There are hundreds of genes that can predispose to obesity in an environment where food is cheap and portions are abundant. Yet, three-quarters of 1,500 recent survey participants said obesity resulted from a lack of willpower. There are 40 local housing initiatives on the ballot in California this election, with many of them focusing on rent stabilization, developing affordable housing, and housing programs for the homeless. Chinese prosecutors charged the global drug giant Glaxo with giving kickbacks to doctors and hospital workers who prescribed its medicines. In 2014, Glaxo paid a nearly $500 million fine, at the time the largest ever in China for a multinational. Five senior executives in China pleaded guilty, including the head of Glaxo's Chinese operations, a British national. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, MFM.